the fight for end caps in Berlin Renaissanceburg, Sozialistische Organisation Solidaritort, SOL, CWI Germany, it is clear that rents are a primary social issue in Berlin. Wage increases in recent decades have been so low they have meant a loss of real wages. But between 2009 and 2019 rents doubled in the city. Berliners now spend up to 46% of their income on rent. Unfortunately, the 2015 rent control law did not stop rent hikes. After the Berlin state elections in 2016, Die Linke, the left party, entered a coalition with the ex-social democratic SPD and the Greens. It was clear it was entering an irreconcilable contradiction. For a long time the SPD has represented the interests of landlords and developers, and the Greens operate purely pro-capitalist politics. Die Linke claims to be the party of the social movements, but has often acted against their interests. That has showed up most clearly in the discussion around rent control. This summer, a draft bill from Die Linke Senator Katrin Lompscher proposed freezing rents for 5 years. The maximum rent was to be fixed at €7.97 per square meter, plus operating and heating costs, or all between €5.64 and €7.51 for older flats. The current average price is around €7 per square meter. The law would have meant rent cuts for up to 1.5 million Berliners. The real estate lobby and capitalist press let loose a storm. One headline was "The Left is Setting Berlin on Fire." The share price of one of the largest real estate groups, Deutsche Wohnen, fell several percent. The working class in the city was very enthusiastic about this measure. On the 6th of April, 1940,000 people took to the streets to protest against excessively high rents and initiate the first stage of a campaign for the expropriation of big landlords. This was followed by a nationwide debate on the expropriation of real estate companies. Die Linke had to choose between standing on the side of the mass of the population and withdrawing from government, or capitulating to the landlords and developers. Initial legislation in June promised some further controls on rent, but the bill for an actual cap on rents is not due till October. The united pressure of the capitalist media, the real estate owners, and Die Linke's coalition partners, the Greens and SPD, has so far been successful. By the end of August, a new draft of the rent cap bill raised the proposed cap to €9.80 per square meter, plus €1.50, if the flat has been renovated within the last 15 years. This will allow substantial rent hikes in poorer neighborhoods. Even this cap only applies for tenants who prove they spend more than 30% of gross income on rent, excluding sky-high utility bills. And the SPD and Greens have made clear they intend to dilute these controls even further. The fight against high rents in Berlin is like a boxing match. The last round dealt with the question of expropriating all real estate companies that own more than 3,000 apartments in the city. An alliance called Deutsche Wohnen und Co. Entignen, Expropriate Deutsche Wohnen und Co., formed to force a referendum for an expropriation law. Constitutionally, this is possible if hundreds of thousands of signatures are collected in a multi-stage procedure. In surveys, up to 60% of Berliners agreed with the demand. In Germany as a whole, it was 40%. The Berlin-Brandenburg region of Service Workers Union Verdi supports the campaign. The trade unions are central if the tenants' movement is to succeed. The aim must be to address the employees and the real estate companies who are also tenants. The question of low wages and high rents are directly related. The alliance has called for a demonstration at the beginning of October under the slogan "Cap correctly, then expropriate," and makes it clear that a rent cap alone will not solve the basic issues. Even the nationalization of real estate companies alone is not enough to ensure the interests of the majority. This requires that these companies be democratically controlled and managed by the employees and residents, in order to finally end the housing shortage in the city.